You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Mythbuster time.
One of the most subtle and pervasive myths peddled by science deniers is the climate is always changing. Like all effective myths, disinformation, lies, this one has an aspect of truth to it. Yes, the climate is always changing, and the insinuation goes from there to, and this is just business as usual. Well, it's not. Because of human activity, for the most part, tied to the burning of fossil fuels, temperatures, ocean acidity, the extinction of species is happening in mere decades, whereas in the natural world, such changes take millennia to millions of years. And just so you know, those of us surface folks who peddle science denial are a tiny minority of our population, yet they speak with great passion. They are supported financially by organizations like the Koch brothers and the other fossil fuel giants with their slick marketing, all of which is intended to allow them to continue peddling their fossil fuels as long as possible, and the rest of the world be damned. Do you have a vision of changing a science denier's opinion about climate change? Spoiler alert, you can't. To have an impact socially, lead by example, listen to understand folks who are cautious, curious, uncertain, and be reassured that folks who are deeply concerned about the future of our climate are in the majority.
Tweet for today.
From UW Conservation Biology and Environmental Professor Phoebe Bernard, it's time to look hard into the mirror and ask what we must change if we are to have a future, our mindsets, our numbers, and our appetites.
Good news, bad news.
Science deniers are hard at work attempting to strip climate science from America's classrooms. For instance, this from the Prager University Foundation, which is creating a series of videos which, according to Prager's CEO, are intended to, quote, ensure schools frame climate science as a debate, end quote. Here's a sample of the materials. Quoting, wind and solar power pollute the earth and make life miserable. Recent global and local heat records reflect natural temperature cycles, and people who champion those beliefs are fighting oppression. End of the quote. Oh, by the way, Prager is not a university or any other kind of accredited educational institution. It's a propaganda mill promoting science denial. And this from Scientific American. In Texas, members of the State Board of Education debated whether 8th grade science students should be required to describe efforts to mitigate climate change. One board member argued in favor of the proposed requirement. Another, an in-house attorney for Shell Oil Company, argued to kill it. The attorney won. Members of the fossil fuel industry participated in each stage of the Texas science standards adoption process, working to influence what children learn in the fossil fuel industry's favor. Okay, some good news. 2023 is on track to be one of the largest pink salmon runs in Puget Sound in the past decade. According to Matt Bogard of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, quoting, in the last two pink salmon cycles, we've seen declining run sizes. So it's great to see a larger number coming back this year. End of quote. Why? In recent years, the Pacific Ocean experienced consecutive La Nina cycles, which created favorable conditions for the pink salmon.
What are we reading?
We're reading Short-Circuiting Policy Interest Groups and the Battle Over Clean Energy and Climate Policy in the United States by Leah Stokes. The bottom line, most of the electricity produced in the United States is produced by privately owned for-profit utilities. Those utilities are guaranteed by law a rate of return on their investment. That return is paid by their customers, the ratepayers. Here in Washington, those rates are set by the Utilities and Transportation Commission. Coal and natural gas provide about 65% of the fuel used to create electricity. Nuclear adds another 20%. Wind, water, and solar pretty much make up the rest. For the most part, investor-owned utilities, like their current business model, have a very large investment in fossil fuel infrastructure and view wind and solar as problems, not resources to expand. They use their very extensive financial clout to influence legislation designed to continue their fossil fuel burning business model. And speaking of efforts to manage climate change, Stokes says, we must remain clear-eyed about what we are up against, interest groups that profit from and promote pollution.
Quote for today.
In Abu Dhabi, Energy Minister Suhail Muhammad Faraj Al-Mazrou said OPEC producers cares that the price is right for consumers, but right for the consumers for a very limited time only is short-sighted. That's a quote. Therefore, he said, more investment is needed in oil and gas for prices to be, quoting, right at the pump, and that these investments need the financial world to be willing to finance oil and gas. He told reporters that his country is on track to expand its oil production capacity to 5 million barrels per day by 2027, up from 4.2 million barrels per day currently. And that's your Climate 360.